Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, 3 p.m. hour today. Great to be here with you guys. A loaded final hour, the top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Josh Lemoine from Inside the Eye on the LSU Tigers coming your way in the very next segment. To what degree is LSU's improvement owed to new passing game coordinator Joe Brady versus Joe Burrow's natural development as a passer? The Joes getting it done in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, plus wise guy's wisdom, where I aim to make a dent on Lonzo's four-game lead and the best thing we heard today. But we do need to let our main man, Kevin, continue Offsides with Kevin as a result of him winning. In light of the Black Cat sweeping the nation after Monday Night Football, we had a contest to categorize a sports name, and Kevin won by dropping the name Cam Neutered on us. Kevin, my main man. You all right, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I want to give you another minute or so to finish your thoughts, finish your segment. Sorry we had to cut you off there, man.
Hey, thank you again. Coming to you live from Brookstone Golf Club. And let me give a shout-out to the Hall of Fame Sports Bar and Grill in Greenville, South Carolina. Excellent place. If you haven't been there yet, please give it a try. Now, with that being said, let's talk about the NCAA and the provision to trying to pay these players. What's the difference in them arranging a payment for a player than a booster giving a player money? And they need to be real careful. The integrity of the game is at stake, and you need to figure out a way to equally compensate athletes from top to bottom in every category, whether it's women's gymnastics or men's football. They all deserve a piece of the pie. Let's take and do like we do the bowl game money and put it in one big pool and redistribute it back out equally to each member school of the conference. Let's force some of these independent schools to join conferences. Why should Notre Dame get a seat at the table with the big bad Power 5 schools as well as the non-Power 5 conferences? We need to equalize this. They shouldn't get an equal vote just because they play on Saturday on NBC every week. Now, huge card coming up this week with college football. Nothing bigger than LSU, Alabama. I'm calling for the upset right now. I'm calling LSU to win this game. I think Joe Burrow is going to roll into Tuscaloosa and show them what it's all about. I believe Tagovailoa is a little gimpy, and I think Penn State is going to take down Minnesota. That's going to be another huge game. And I love South Carolina again to take down the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Buschamp, save your job by winning your next three games.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, how do you say Tua's last name?
Tagovailoa, Tua.
In other news, ladies and gentlemen, that's a new instrument that is sweeping the nation in band rooms across the country. Have you played the Tua violin? It's incredible. Hey, no, Kevin, I'm just messing with you, man. Hey, great job. Great job on your segment, Kevin. You really, really brought it. Did you enjoy it?
I'll tell you what, man, the best part is interacting with you and Alonzo, and I hope I said his name right.
You did.
He gets upset.
You did. You absolutely said it right.
And I want to send him props, man. What a steward of the faith for him to put up with everything he does on a daily basis.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Do appreciate it. All right, all right. Here we go. It is time for the top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. 12 locations to serve you throughout the upstate of South Carolina. The top three at three starts right now. Hit it! All right, so Chase Young at number three, Heisman Trophy contender, aiming to become only the second primarily defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy in college football history, second to Charles Woodson in 1997. Until right now, and what's such a bummer about this, folks, is that I really thought Chase Young had a chance to win it. Leads the nation in sacks. with 13.5. That's a sack and a half more than number two on that particular list. So what happened here? Chase Young allegedly accepted a loan in 2018. Now, Chase Young has come out, apologized, said he has paid back the loan in full, and said that he took out the loan to pay for natural life expenses. Here is the problem with the loan. The family friend who gave Chase Young the loan is also an NFLPA certified agent. Oh boy, those family friends, they'll get you every time, won't they? That could ultimately cause more problems for the agent than for Chase Young, but right now it really screws over the Ohio State Buckeyes. You see, the Buckeyes have to take on Maryland this weekend without Chase Young. Big whoop. But next week they get Penn State. All of which explains why Ohio State University is having an attorney working feverishly trying to get Chase Young eligible again as soon as possible. Because whereas the Buckeyes can beat Maryland no problem, it remains to be seen if they can do the same against Penn State. My take on this, ladies and gentlemen, Chase Young has no one to blame but himself. You can argue that college athletes should be paid. I would disagree with you, but you could argue that. The bottom line is, he knows damn well it's against the rules right now. And he's not just hurting himself. The reason why he can't play right now, and Jay Billis is very critical of this, he says, why can Bill Self coach? Why is it innocent until proven guilty for Bill Self, but not for Chase Young? And the reason is that if Chase Young plays, every single one of these games might be ineligible. Ohio State may have to vacate these wins, and this might be deemed an ineligible player contributing to an ineligible season. He hurt not just himself, but he hurt his entire team. He's the best player in the nation. He is completely and totally unblockable. And he is a one-man offensive game plan wrecking crew. Whatever your game plan is, he is there to spoil it. I've watched him in at least five games this year. He is the most unblockable player I've seen at the collegiate level since Jadeveon Clowney. Next up. Folks, Primetime Sanders is being recommended, is a candidate reportedly for the Florida State University head coaching vacancy. Try not to laugh. I'm being serious, okay? I'll be here all week, but this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Sports by Brooks has also learned from multiple sources that Deion Sanders has been reaching out to possible assistant coaches as he looks to fill out his staff. Folks, I can't prove conclusively to anybody that Deion Sanders will be a bad head coach. I can't do that. But I can tell you that if Florida State actually hired Deion Sanders as its next head coach, it would highlight as boldly as possible just how far the Seminoles program has fallen. It would show they've become a learn-on-the-job football program. It would also show they've become a program of experimentation. It would show that, hey, we're a program, we just need to throw something against the wall right now and see if it sticks. Do I think Florida State would be a cool program if Deion Sanders was in charge? Of course. Do I think he would help in recruiting? Of course. But what is Florida State's primary problem right now? Discipline, personal fouls, jumping off sides, lack of accountability. Is Deion Sanders going to solve that? Can Florida State afford a hire with a head coach who has no coaching experience whatsoever? You see, each and every one of us, we've been in this position. We have that family member, and someone's got to tell that family member, even though we love you to death, that you really can't sing. Or that pot roast that Aunt Betty brought over really wasn't any good. Right? Florida State fans love Deion Sanders. But someone's got to break it to him, unfortunately, that he's just not a candidate to be the head coach. And if he is, God bless him. As a Florida Gator fan, I hope they give him a 12-year deal. I can't even believe we're talking about this today, ladies and gentlemen. Deion Sanders, a candidate for head coach at Florida State University. And finally, we've got LSU and Alabama coming your way tomorrow in this year's Game of the Century. And it's going to be a fascinating one. LSU and Alabama both have the best triumvirates of wide receivers in the country. For Alabama, Jerry Jeudy, 52 catches, 682 yards. Devontae Smith, 43 for 721. Henry Ruggs III, 26 for 513 and 6 touchdowns. On the LSU side, Justin Jefferson, 891 yards already this season, 9 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, 43 for 749. And Terrace Marshall Jr., 22 for 33 and 7 touchdowns on the year. And really, with Joe Brady as the new passing game coordinator, it has been a remarkable turnaround. Did you know that LSU is averaging 150 more passing yards a game this year than they did last year? 150 more per game. Last year, LSU's offense ranked 69th in the country. This year, they rank 4th in the country. Overall, a huge step up. Alabama's been pretty consistently excellent on both sides of the ball, but the defense is vulnerable this year for the Alabama Crimson Tide. As a matter of fact, the Crimson Tide have not allowed 300 yards a game since 2014. But since 2016, the defense has gotten a little bit worse each and every year. 248 yards a game in 2016, 258 in 2017, 295 in 2018, 308 this year. But the Crimson Tide have an advantage against the LSU defense. Alabama's defense is 12th against the pass. LSU's defense is 60th against the pass, and that might bode well for Alabama. My issue with this game is no one can act like they know what's going to happen because nobody has any idea as to the status of Tua Tagovailoa's ankle. Gary Danielson said on Peter Burns and Chris Doering's radio show this morning, both of those guys friends of this show, you've heard him on this show both in the last month, that he's been at Alabama practice this week and Tua Tagovailoa looks nowhere close to being 100%, something that is sure to anger Nick Saban and something that is sure to make Nick Saban prohibit media members from attending practice in the future. So if Tagovailoa isn't 100%, we've seen that Alabama. We've seen them be unable to beat Georgia last year before Jalen Hurts came in the SEC championship game. We saw Tua not look 100% in the national championship game, and Clemson shred them to pieces. Can Alabama beat LSU with a sub-100% Tua Tagovailoa? That, my friends, is the million-dollar question. Those are today's top three at three. Coming up next on the show from Inside the Eye, a fantastic LSU Tigers publication, Josh Lemoine joins the show. Who is more responsible for the resurgence of LSU's passing game? Joe Brady or the continued development of Joe Burrow as a passer? That among the many questions we'll ask him when Offsides continues right after this on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. My favorite band bringing us back. Who is this, Lonzo?
Hoiser.
It is Hoiser. It is absolutely positively Hoiser. Great to be with you guys. Check on the text line. You know why Offsides is the best? Other than Mark and Lonzo being great and having awesome chemistry, it's the host-fan interactions. We as fans love nothing more than being included in the show to talk about the things we love and to have our opinions valued and voices heard. Thank you, ESPN Upstate. Such a nice and meaningful text. I want to let you know I haven't gotten a text in a long time that meant as much to me as that one did. And sir or ma'am, that is exactly the goal of the show. When we say the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina, that is exactly what we mean. That's exactly what we're going after. We want to remove the line that exists between a host and his audience. We're at a party, we're hosting the party, but you guys are all invited to the party, and there's no ropes between us, all right? We've been on it all day long. It is this year's game of the century, and it is going to be a big one. I happen to believe this is not to crown the best team in America. I think Ohio State with Chase Young and Clemson are better than both of these teams, if I'm completely and totally honest with you. But this team, the winner of this game, does certainly have the inside track to win the SEC outright. And you wonder, is the loser of this game eliminated from playoff contention? Joining us right now, and I want you guys to check out the name of his publication because it's one of the coolest names I've ever seen. Alonzo, what is it the 50-yard line of Death Valley in Baton Rouge? Do you know?
I do not know. I haven't been there. You've been there.
It's really cool. Next time you're watching an LSU game, check it out. Right at the 50, they have a tiger eye. Okay? It is just the eye of the tiger, and it's at the 50-yard line, and it's all in purple and gold, all in all its glory. And Josh Lemoine's publication, I want you guys to check this out, is called Inside the Eye. And you can check that out at LSUFBallTruth.com. Josh Lemoine has done a great job building that site, and he joins us right now on the show. Josh, always great to have you on. How much of LSU's passing game resurgence, 150 more yards per game averaging this year compared to last year, how much of that is Joe Brady versus Joe Burrow's natural development as a passer?
Yeah, I mean, Mark, I'm glad to be here. Start off with that real quick.
Sure.
But I think when you look at that, that's a tough question because, you know, Joe played a whole season last year without Joe Brady here. And, you know, he played okay. He was kind of that tough guy, you know, leader of the team. But obviously since Joe Brady has showed up, I mean, the team, the offense has completely changed, which in turn has made the team play it much better. I think you have to give a lot of credit to Joe Brady in the sense that we've been saying it for, Mark, how many years? 8-10 years, that if LSU could ever bring in a quarterback and an offense, you know, they always have the talent to play with some of these top teams in the country. So, you know, I think a lot of it does go back to Joe Brady. And I think a lot of fans and analysts down here in Louisiana would agree with that. I'll say this about Coach Ensminger, the fact that he accepted the change and accepted that, hey, you know, I know we need to go spread. I can coach football. I know how to call plays, but I need somebody who can come in here and kind of teach me the spread, the fine little details of the spread, you know, and who else is better. Coach O goes right down to New Orleans, an hour away from LSU, and grabs Joe Brady that's on the Saints staff. I mean, so, you know, if you're going to grab an offense and implement it, that's a pretty good one to go take from.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And what's interesting is, as Josh Lemoine from Inside the Eye joining us here on the show to help us cover Alabama and LSU, you know, you have a lot of the same personnel, and you're averaging 150 more yards passing per game
right
than you did a year ago. A lot of times we as fans blame talent. Man, why aren't we better, I guess? And think of the narrative surrounding Joe Burrow a year ago. Oh, he's decent. Yeah, he might even be good, but we can see why he was never the starter at Ohio State. We can see why they gave that to Dwayne Haskins. Now the narrative this year is, how the hell wasn't this guy the starter over Dwayne Haskins, right? I mean, narrative has completely and totally changed surrounding this team, and it's the willingness to accept a different mindset, a different identity on offense that I think has taken this LSU offense to new heights.
No, I think you're right, Mark. I think a lot of it has to do with
with Coach O, and like I said, Coach Ensminger, accepting that they needed change. That's the big thing. You know, when Coach O was at Ole Miss, he really fought that and tried to coach everything. And, you know, he looks back at those times now and he says, boy, did I really screw up. I was trying to coach quarterbacks, and I don't know the first thing about a quarterback, you know. And he can say that now, you know, hindsight 2020, but he's really opened the door to say, okay, let me go get some of the best guys that know how to run the spread. Let me go get Coach Aranda. You know, let's extend Coach Aranda here. Obviously, he can coach defense. So I think when you look at it as a whole, it's the fact that Coach Ensminger and Coach O humbled themselves and accepted that they needed help and kind of played the CEO role and was able to bring guys in here that knew how to run that spread offense and pretty much implemented a New Orleans Saints style offense, you know, from day one, which is, you know, you've seen it's been very successful.
There's no, it absolutely has been incredibly successful. LSU enters the game as the with the fourth best offense in the country. Alabama number nine in the country. The reason why I don't, or the reason, here's my issue, Josh. There's radio hosts across the country today trying to sound like the smartest guy in the room and trying to act like they know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I don't think we can do that because we don't know we don't know exactly what percent health Tua Tagovailoa is. If this game was in Death Valley, I think it's an easy pick for LSU given the uncertainty of that position. With it being in Bryant-Denny, I'm wondering if the home crowd can lift the tide to a very close victory. But we saw how hampered this Alabama offense was. We have a sample size as recently as last year against Georgia in the SEC championship game, against Clemson in the national championship game. A totally different team when Tua can't plan off that back foot. You've got to be feeling great about this game from a Tigers fan perspective.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the situation with Tua, it's, you know, and you got to look, Coach Saban's playing his cards, right? He hasn't really came out. There's been a couple little clips of Tua at practice, but even those clips that I seen, Mark, there, he was walking around pretty gingerly. You know, you could tell he had a little bit of limp to him, but Coach Saban's going to play this close to the vest, and as he should. So he don't want to play his cards yet because he wants to make sure LSU's preparing for both quarterbacks if need be. But, you know, looking at it, like you said, Mark, that if Tua is not quite himself, I think it leans heavy to LSU's way. I mean, Joe is playing at a high level. The offense is playing at a high level. LSU's defense is not quite the defense that we've seen in the past, Mark, but it's plenty good enough to get the job done. This offense and just this scheme, the RPO scheme, changes a lot when you don't have to worry about the run. If they know the first couple minutes of the game that Tua can't run and he's limited, I mean, that changes the way you call defense big time, and then you're able to go ahead and drop more guys into coverage. So the situation with Tua, when you're looking at it to me and talking to some guys in Vegas, Mark, that it really leans heavy on Tua. You've seen the line slip a little bit recently in the last couple hours, and I think a lot of that has to do with some of the sources coming out saying Tua didn't look great at practice yesterday. So, yeah, a lot of this will lean on Tua.
How will the loss of Michael Divinity impact this game? Linebacker who earlier this week announced that he would be leaving LSU, transferring away. Any reason why there, and how about the impact on Saturday?
Yeah, well, the situation with Michael Divinity, I think it was more for personal reasons. There's a couple things from behind the scenes. It was kept pretty hush-hush. He has a small child and stuff, so the organization program likes to keep a lot of that stuff hush. But, yeah, I mean, Mike was the leader of the team in sacks. I mean, he was our sack leader. He's been a veteran on this LSU program now, you know, going on over 2 years as a starter. So it's going to have an impact. I say that he sat out a few games this year already, Mark, for certain issues that have went on, suspensions. So LSU's had time to kind of prepare for this situation. They kind of knew it was maybe going to come to this. So they've had the opportunity to play other guys in that position. And LSU, one thing we do good at LSU, Coach O can recruit. So look for a five-star guy, Marcel Brooks. He was the number two outside linebacker in the country out of high school last year. He's played a little bit. He flashes well. He has elite speed off the edge. So that's kind of where I think LSU might go to look for a little bit of pass rush because, you know, Mark, as you know, when you lose your top guy for sacks on your team, that hurts, you know. So they'll use a rotation. They'll use numerous guys to play that. Damone Clark, watch for him to play. He's a little bit bigger than Marcellus Brooks, so you might see him a little bit in there on first and second down to stop the run.
There you go. Josh LeMoyne joining us right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. So pass defense-wise, Josh, Alabama's ranked 12th, LSU's ranked 60th. How will the Tigers overcome that difference?
Yeah, that's, you know, that, and I think a lot of that has to do with Tua, honestly, Mark. I think a lot of that has to do with if he can, like you said, plant that back foot and throw the football. What LSU is going to have to do to slow down this great receiving core for Alabama, as we all know, I think both teams have tremendous receiving cores. That all
best two in the country, best two triumvirates in the country, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. You probably got 4 to 6 first rounders right here playing on Saturday night, so it's going to be fun. But what LSU really needs to do, and I tweeted out some keys to victory earlier this morning in this game for LSU if they're going to win. They're going to have to tackle well, tackle in space, cover that slot. Where Alabama is so good is they love throwing that 4-yard pass, that 6-yard pass, and Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, they take it for 60 or 70 to the house. For LSU to win this game, they're going to have to tackle in space, just flat out keep everything in front of them. Don't let anything get over the top of them. I think they're more than talented to actually do it. You got Derek Stingley Jr., Christian Fulton. They got the guys to do it, but you got to go out and perform. And when you see a Jerry Jeudy live in action, making some of those moves, it's tough. It's going to be – that's where I think the chess match is going to be, Mark. I think it's going to be out in the secondary with a lot of NFL talent on both sides. That's going to be the matchup that I'm really going to pay attention to.
You know, it's interesting to look at what happens to the loser of this game. I think, you know, a nightmare scenario for the College Football Playoff Committee is what happens if Georgia – beats the winner of this game. Do you take in the team that won this game, or do you accept in the team that loses this game if you only have one spot left in the college football playoff? In your opinion, Josh, is the loser eliminated?
This is how I see it. The way I look at it is if Alabama loses this football game, I don't think they get in just because of the strength of schedule. They have a weak schedule this year. It's just they haven't really played anybody. You kind of hear – that's kind of the talk, you know. When's Alabama going to play something? This is the first time they've played somebody. I think LSU, if they lose this game, Mark, but it's got to be close. It's got to be one of them games that kind of goes down to the last couple minutes. If LSU shows that, you know, we lost, but, man, we were right there with them, I think LSU has a chance to slip into that last spot in the college football playoff. Now, that's given that they continue to win, and, you know, that's their only loss. I think LSU has a much better chance of getting into the college football playoff than Alabama would, you know, depending on who loses that. And I think you look at LSU's schedule leading up to this. They played a pretty tough schedule up to this point.
Certainly have. So we got to get your prediction before we let you get on your way here.
All right. So look, this is, I got it 35-31. I'm taking the Tigers, Mark. But with that being said, I honestly believe the first team that can get to the high 30s, whatever team that race to the high 30s is going to win this game. I could see it being 35-31 Alabama. Don't get me wrong, but I'm going to go ahead with LSU. 35-31, the Tigers are going to win it and stop this 8-game win streak by Alabama.
There you go. Josh LeMoyne, Inside the Tiger Eye, an outstanding publication. Check out his work. Josh, appreciate the knowledge, man. Thank you.
All right, Mark. Thanks.
All right. Coming up next, does Josh's opinion change either of ours? It is time for Wise Guy's Wisdom. Lonzo holds a 4-game lead in our efforts to avoid having to grow an Aaron Rodgers mustache. That is coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, time for Wise Guys Wisdom. Lonzo is 44 and 16. I am 40 and 20. The good news is we still have half of the NFL season to go and bowl season starting next month in college football. It is not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Penn State and Minnesota.
Quick, so we're not doing this, huh?
Here you go. Here you go.
No. You're supposed to hand me. See, you said that you would write yours down and I would write mine down. We could do it the normal way. You're the one that wanted to change it. So, I mean, you know, I have no problem with just doing it the way we've been doing it for most of the season.
Okay, Lonzo, if you can just give me 1 second and filibuster for just a quick little second here.
Okay.
I will give you these. Just give them back to me when the segment is over so you can see exactly who I am picking right here. Here you go. All right, and give me yours.
Are you going to remember who you picked?
You'll give them back to me.
Okay.
All right.
Here
we go. First up, Penn State at Minnesota. It is four. The governor's victory bell. Minnesota's is attempting to go 9-0. They are 8-0 for the first time since 1941. They've outscored their last four foes, Illinois, Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland, by 168-41 points. Is that enough to get them to beat Penn State this weekend? No. Penn State, the more talented team, goes on the road in a tight game, tough atmosphere, and earns a gritty win. I'll always go with the more talented team if push comes to shove.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a Big Ten guy. You probably couldn't tell, but you know, I had no idea that Minnesota was undefeated. And you know what? I don't care because Penn State's going to whip their butt and show that they really haven't beaten anybody, and Penn State is a much better team. So I am going with Penn State.
All right, LSU at Alabama up next. Lonzo, ladies first.
You said LSU, Alabama.
LSU, Alabama.
Okay. Well, since I picked LSU to win the SEC all year long, that means that obviously I'm going to go with, listen, I believe in Joe Burrow. I believe in Ed Orgeron. I don't think Alabama's played anybody this year. And now they are going to. This is kind of a rivalry game, and I think LSU pulls it out. It's going to be a close game, but LSU wins this game.
For all the talk about Tua's ankle, we've overlooked the fact that LSU has lost its sack leader for the year, Michael Divinity, a starting edge rusher and a starting linebacker in this game. Look, this game matches the best two triumvirates of wide receivers in the NFL. For Alabama, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs III. For LSU, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Terrace Marshall Jr. But here's the difference to me. If Tua Tagovailoa is healthy, say that three times fast.
You're trying to say it like Josh said it.
Yeah, he can carve up that 60th ranked LSU pass defense. On that side of the ball, Alabama's ranked 12th. At home, Bryant-Denny Stadium, I think, is good enough to win the Alabama Crimson Tide to a close and very narrow victory. We have our first disagreement. Appalachian State at South Carolina.
All right, coming into this, last week Appalachian State was on. They were ranked. They was looking good. They were undefeated, and then they ran into mighty Georgia Southern. And, you know, Georgia Southern, man, that's a tough team. This is, I almost picked App State. I did. You know why? Because I want App State to win.
Why?
Because last week
You want Muschamp to get fired.
Last week I was rooting against South Carolina. I hate it. I hate it. It felt bad. It felt dirty for it.
So pick Appalachian State. I'll let you change.
I'm not going to do that, though. I'm not. I do not believe that South Carolina is going to lose to Appalachian State. There's no way for the simple reason that we will never hear the end of it from Diesel. So this cannot happen. South Carolina's going to win this game.
Damn, I so wanted you to pick them. Look, Appalachian State and their two stars, again, they're more well-coached under Elijah Drinkwitz than is South Carolina over under Will Muschamp. But talent, again, the talent gap is too wide here. I will say this. This is for the undisputed championship of both Carolinas. If Appalachian State wins this game, they will have beaten North Carolina and South Carolina. And don't forget, the Tar Heels beat the Gamecocks early in this season. It is close for a half. They're hanging in the third quarter. South Carolina, too much talent and mostly too much depth, pulls away in the end. Give me the Gamecocks 30-21 over the Mountaineers. To the NFL we go. Carolina Panthers at Green Bay Packers. I am surprised at what is circled on my page here.
You shouldn't be, because here's the thing. Green Bay can't stop the run. Last I checked, Carolina has Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey can run. So, and he can run really well. He can run really fast. He can catch the ball. He can do a lot of things. Now you don't have that Cam Newton ghost hanging over you. You know he's not coming back. So it's Kyle Allen's team. I think it's going to give him a little more confidence. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder and wait for the time when he has to give up the starting position. But I think the key is McCaffrey and the defense playing well. And Green Bay didn't look so hot last week, so I'm going with the Panthers.
I think I've got a great chance to pick up not one but two games.
You
on
thought
you
that last week too?
Yeah, I did. No doubt about it. Green Bay 7-2. The Packers have scored 30 plus points 5 of the 6 games they've played at Lambeau Field this season. Additionally, they get Davante Adams back. Aaron Rodgers' favorite target, second game back from a turf toe at home. Are you kidding me? We've already seen that Carolina and Kyle Allen are not ready for these kinds of games. Top 6, top 7 teams.
They played one good defense, and that was San Francisco.
And guess what? They're about to play another one. Green Bay, big over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Big with a capital B. And next up, the Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers. Look, I feel like I may have been giving low gray shade, throwing low gray shade at the 49ers.
Oh, it wasn't low gray. It was major shade.
I think they're a top 4 team in the NFL. I do. I don't think we've seen enough to crown them as anything else. San Francisco is 8-0. Seattle is 7-2. The winner of this game has a great shot to win a very underrated division, perhaps the best division in the NFL. But Seattle, to me, is kind of a phony 7-2 right now. They got dominated in 2 home losses to the Saints and the Ravens. And look at the other teams they've beaten here. They've beaten the Bengals, the Steelers, the Cardinals, the Rams, the Browns, the Falcons, and the Buccaneers. They've really puffed up on some patty cakes. Give me the 49ers at home somewhat comfortably.
All right, they're undefeated for a reason. That defense is great. Bosa is great. Garoppolo's doing awesome. He's doing what he did the first year when he went over there. He's healthy. The receivers are good. San Francisco is a tough team. They're going to win this game.
And finally, the Minnesota Vikings at the Dallas Cowboys. Lonzo, who do you got?
I am going Cowboys.
Listen, Minnesota had a chance to show me something last week. They couldn't even go on the road in Kirk Cousins' sorry ass. Overthrowing wide receivers that were wide open.
And Dallas has a better defense than Kansas City.
Matt Moore was a high school football coach a month ago. Andy Reid pulls him out of retirement and is winning NFL games with him. Unbelievable to me. You're not going to get me to pick the Vikings in a key spot on the road again. No chance. Give me the Cowboys as well. So to recap, Lonzo and I both picked Penn State. I have Alabama. Lonzo has LSU. I have South Carolina. Lonzo has Appalachian State. I have the Green Bay Packers at home. Lonzo has the Carolina Panthers out on the road. I have the 49ers. Lonzo has the 49ers. I have the Cowboys. Lonzo has the Cowboys. Let's get to a friend of the show real quick. Matt Hogan joins the show from Charlotte. Hey, buddy, good to hear from you. We only got about 45 seconds for you, though, bud. What's up?
You're good. I just want to go on the record to reverse jinx my LSU Tigers. Alabama should win 38-17.
Listen to this. Alabama should win 38-17. Matt Hogan, formerly a co-producer of Offsides with Mark Ryan, coordinating producer, now in charge of broadcasting and podcasts for the Carolina Panthers. Great to hear from you, Matt. The best thing we heard today coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upside.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.